Perhaps you've never heard of a MOG. I know I haven't until now, but Russ Serto is going to join us on the next episode of PT Talker to tell you exactly what it is, why you should care, and maybe how you should become a part of the MOG industry that's taking physical therapy by force. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, joining me today on PT Talker is Russ Serto, a physical therapist out of Grand Island, New York, owner of Grand Island Physical Therapy, physical therapist since 1982. Hardly seems like it's been that long. How about that, Russ?
But some days it's that long.
That's right. Well, welcome to PT Talker.
And, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm excited to talk to you about the MOG, the medically oriented gym. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what is this?
Well, it's a fitness club that's associated with a private physical therapy practice that is catering to medically compromised patients, as well as the typical member of my community who would want to join a fitness club. It's kind of a boutique-y kind of place, but it's really based on science and not just exercise programs because they work for me, an ex-athlete. They're really based on the science of exercise, and we staff it such so that physical therapists and exercise physiologists are working with our members and our patients as opposed to just a weekend trained or an ex-athlete.
All right. Now, okay, so the typical physical therapy clinic, when I walk in the front door, there is going to be private treatment rooms, maybe some cubicle curtains, but there's going to be what they generally refer to as the gym. There's going to be maybe some kind of plyo rebounder, maybe a plyometric, a couple of pieces of weight equipment, a treadmill, a bike, that kind of thing. How are you different than that typical physical therapy clinic I'm used to walking into?
Well, my specific site, as opposed to the other members of this co-op that we formed, and I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yes.
My particular site, I built a building so that I could put my clinic in it, which is about 2,000 square feet of space.
Okay, that's Grand Island Physical Therapy.
Right.
Okay.
And then through a door is the gym for both the physical therapy clinic and the fitness club, and that's 10,000 square feet of space with aerobic room, locker room. So my space isn't the typical clinic space, but what we've been able to develop over time since we did this was a private practice or even a hospital system, let's say, who has a physical therapy department and some space for some gym equipment, because you do need to have something more than just a PT clinic. Anybody can start doing what we're doing on a smaller scale. You don't have to go build a building. You don't have to spend $100,000 on equipment. You can start with probably what you have and your referral base that you already have.
Okay.
So that's what my place looks like.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to have that.
Right. So, excuse me, the primary concept is that the medically oriented gym is going to have that fitness component that is going to be supervised by medical personnel, but also there is a treatment component.
Right. That's right. Typically, we'll get a referral. There's two ways we end up with people in our gym. The first way is through referral. Just like you would get a back patient or a shoulder patient, we've marketed our services to family physicians, endocrinologists, an obese clinic that is in our community, and we've said to them, we have the staff, we're experts in exercise, we're experts in movement because we're therapists, and we would like you to refer us these kinds of patients because they're the ones who need exercise the most. And we will take them in as patients. We'll treat them as a patient, but once they're comfortable in the fitness club, in the doing the exercise program, we will transition them over to the MOG staff, which is exercise physiologists and PT assistants. So that's one way to get them, and obviously the other way is people join your club. They like your club. They want to come in. They work out, and they get serviced by the exercise physiologist and the PT assistants on that staff.
Right. And I'm assuming you still accept insurance, but probably people that are just coming in for the fitness component, there has to be some kind of a cash component as well?
There is. We in our area of New York State, Western New York, all the insurance programs offer some kind of health club benefit. It might be $100 per year. It might be as much as $600 per year. So we take advantage of that, number one. Mm-hmm. When we get the referral, one of the things we did early on as we were developing the concept was we met with the insurance companies and said to them, this is what we want to do. It makes sense for you to allow us, the therapist, to be reimbursed for physical therapy services and transition them over to the fitness club, because on one hand, you're talking about patient responsibility and wellness programs and getting these medically compromised people healthier. We're offering you a site to do that, and we're the only one of its kind around. So would you be willing to reimburse us for PT services? And they all said yes, to our surprise, but they did say yes. So when the patient is referred by their doctor, we treat it just like a regular patient.
Okay.
We file the claim. We get the reimbursements for that. Once we transition them over to the fitness club only side, then it's either a combination of their health club benefit from their insurance company, or it's all, like you said, cash on their own. They join the gym just like you would join any gym.
Okay. Now, would it be fair to say that, well, did you go out and go to a class or go to a seminar to learn how to start a MOG, or is this something you've created all on your own?
I did not go to a class to learn how to do it. And it's kind of funny you ask that, because there was a point along the process where I was sitting at my desk and I asked myself that question, like, who the heck do you think you are that you can open up a fitness club and know how to run it?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the pieces of the learning curve for me was to go learn how to run a fitness club. So I went and attended the National Fitness Club conventions, and I saw what they were doing. And the first year I went, it was overwhelming that all these people were doing what I thought was good work and making a lot of money doing it. And then by the time I got around to going a second year, the sheen had come off it, and I really saw that they were really about sales and not service. And that was the big differentiator for me between what I was going to do and what a typical fitness club does.
Yeah.
They're worried about sales, and because I'm a therapist, I'm wired, just like all my colleagues are wired for service. That's what we are, and that's what makes us tick, is we're about servicing patients. So it was an easy step for me to do that.
Yeah, I mean, to clarify that point, you're worried about making someone better, improving their life somehow. I suppose the gym person is also, but it's got to be in a totally different way. They're more worried about memberships, and you know whether someone gets better or loses weight is not probably every gym owner's
right.
Reality.
Right. That's not their measuring stick. My measuring stick is some data information that we collect, and that gets into a lot of the minutiae of what we do, but the data we collect, and we use the retention of our membership as our report card. If we service our membership and our retention rate is high, that's the measuring stick we use, because it's all based on service.
Yeah.
If you service these people, they're going to stay in your club.
Yeah. So, okay, so we've defined then that Russ Certo, PT, is the founder of the MOG trend that is actually going on. So what happened from there? You obviously, there's other people now doing this. How have you been a part of that, and what is going on out there in the industry as far as others getting involved in the MOG, the MOG industry?
Yeah, well, the story is I did this for selfish reasons, because I needed a bigger business, so I had something that was a better exit strategy for myself and my little clinic in my own little town.
Mm-hmm.
And once we figured out what we wanted to do and how to do it to a little bit of an extent early on, it's come so far since then, but Once we figured out how to do it and get some reimbursement for it and make it a little bit of a cash business, cash services were a big thing in therapy. I was encouraged to write an article. We had the article written and published in the Impact Private Practice Journal of the APTA, and then we were invited to speak at the National Private Practice Section meeting.
Like what year would this have been?
2008 was the first time we spoke.
Okay.
And there were 700 attendees at the meeting in Orlando, and we had about 300 in our room, so it was something we knew people wanted to hear about. And we told our story in the hour and a half that they allotted us, and we had lots and lots of interest, so much so that practice owners started coming to Buffalo. So we've had over 40 different practices come to Buffalo. We're outside of Buffalo, and and spend a day with us and learn what we're doing and see how we're doing it. And then after they'd left, some of them never did anything more with it. Some of them stay in touch with us. And there was a handful of them that wanted to copycat exactly what we were doing. And they wanted to use the same name because they didn't think they could come up with a better name that really explained what we were doing. And, you know, that was in territory that I was not ready to do and didn't know what I was doing with. But what I ended up doing was setting up a co-op and a licensing agreement so that practices could use the same name, use the same logo, and then use our standards, our policies, our procedures, so that each of the places that decide they want to be the MOG at XYZ Physical Therapy, we're all doing the same kinds of things, and we're all collecting the same kind of data, and we're sharing that data, most importantly, with each other. So that, for example, if I have a diabetic program and I have some success with it and I pass it out to all the other PT practices that have MOG sites, they can copy that program. And in their conversation with the insurance company, for example, they could say that they were part of this MOG group and the MOG group's diabetic program is this, and our results and our outcomes are these things, which you could then turn into an insurance
justification,
savings on return on investment kind of things. And we've, in fact, done that with diabetes.
Okay.
One of our signature things was we thought that diabetics and diabetes was researched enough and easy enough for everybody to understand how exercise could benefit those folks. So that's one of the things we've already done with diabetes.
Okay. So now we're running out of time, but the so is someone out there, well, do you charge a licensing fee or is it just the agreement to share data and all that
there's,
kind of stuff?
There's a one-time licensing fee, which is very, very low.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a monthly fee just to be able to feed the group's costs.
Okay.
So it's less than three workers' comp visits a month.
Okay. And then, so how many are in this co-op now, and where do you want to take it?
There's eight of us right now, and they go from coast to coast all the way to, there's a guy in Hawaii, people in Northern California, Minnesota, Kentucky, Maryland, myself, Connecticut, and in Portland, Maine. So we're all over the country.
Congratulations.
And we continue to get phone calls. We have folks coming in this summer again. So it's a slow process, but it's going at a pace that's comfortable for me to be able to make sure that I take care of those clinics.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a wrap. So if someone wanted to find out more information, Russ, where would be the best place for you to send them right now?
Our website. Our website is the easiest place to go, and it's GIMOG.com, GIMOG.com.
Okay, so that stands for Grand Island MOG.
That's
so GIMOG.com. All right, you've been listening to Russ Serto. He is the owner of Grand Island Physical Therapy. He is the founder of the MOG concept, the medically oriented gym. And Russ, we want to thank you for joining us today on PT Talker and also contributing to your industry in such a profound way.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You bet. So I hope everyone found this edition of PT Talker to be informative as we bring you a new expert each and every week. I want to remind you to share PT Talker. It is free to subscribe. Don't be afraid of that. We're up over 500 hits each and every day of people coming to PT Talker for the latest expertise, information, how to hopefully maybe be a better physical therapist. But the goal here is to just help you help patients get better today. This is Jeff Worrell. saying thanks for listening, and you can find us on iTunes. We'll be back next week with another episode of PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.